Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Kevin Fernando, head of growth marketing at Gusto. How are you doing today, Kevin?
Not bad. How are you doing, Andrew?
Thanks. Not bad. Good. I'll take it, right? It's better than the alternative. Thank you for spending some time with us here today on Business Ninjas.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Oh, great, great, great. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and about Gusto.
Yeah, I'm the head of growth marketing at Gusto. And what we do is we're a software platform in the HR space, and we help organizations create better cultures. And really the way we do that is we help them reward and recognize their people so their people can do their best work and frankly, never want to leave.
Oh, love it. And what's your background? How did you end up at Gusto and in that role?
Yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time. I've had a lot of different internet businesses, and I continue to do that with my YouTube channel and whatnot. But in a more workplace professional capacity, I've been in the tech space for about 12 years now and been across industries from HR to ed tech to a bit of agency world. So a lot of technology, services, and product, and always on the marketing side, particularly growth marketing.
Well, wearing all those hats gives you a number of different perspectives, which help in terms of how to treat employees and keep them around. So that's a great background.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. What verticals does Gusto service?
Yeah, so we serve all verticals, and because this is a problem that, you know, people feeling underappreciated is a problem that everyone can probably relate to at some point in your life, regardless of where you work. But we find that we are particularly well-suited to help organizations with frontline workers. So organizations in retail, healthcare, manufacturing, insurance, and so on. So really organizations where they have a big frontline, and there are some unique challenges there, which we're uniquely positioned to help with.
And what sort of challenges and problems are you solving for them?
Yeah, so really, we like to say that culture can be your ultimate advantage, right? A lot of things can be replicated pretty easily. You can copy tactics. You can copy someone's website. You can copy their engineering, their products. Everything gets replicated so quickly now because with the internet, all information is available everywhere in seconds, right? With social media, especially. So culture is just one of those things that's really, really hard to, one, define, you know, in some senses, but also to copy. And, you know, great culture is like the tide that lifts all the boats. People just come to work better, they do better work, you attract better talent, you keep your top people, and so on and so forth. We talk about the ROI is truly there. So what we do is we help them, as I said, build a better culture by making their people feel appreciated and recognized. And we tie our product and what we do to the core values of the company. So people are getting recognized doing the activities that you as an organization value. So we obviously dog food and use our own tool. One of our values, for example, is LEAP. We really appreciate it when people take chances and try things and put themselves out there. And so because of that, you know, people are always trying things. We're doing new strategies. We're putting ourselves out there to find out what works. And, you know, we celebrate when people are doing that. And we have three other core values. But yeah, that's just an example there.
Excellent. And what's the origin story of Gusto? How long they've been around?
So it does predate me. I'm on 2 years now, but what's interesting about it is, you know, they've been on Dragon's Den, which is sort of like the Canadian Shark Tank. I think predates Shark Tank, but you can check out that episode. So it's pretty cool. But it used to be, from what I understand, it used to be an app. So the co-founders of the company, it's still founder run, which is awesome. The co-founders of the company, they used to run like a wine tours, a restaurant tour business. And it was actually an app to send a friend a drink. There was just not a solution to send your friend a drink when you think about it, right? So picture something like, you know, like Uber Eats or whatever, but to send someone a drink when you're not there. It's a pretty cool idea. Okay. And then what happened is a lot of people in the HR space started using it to reward actual employees, to incentivize them. And now, you know, it's gone beyond that. And so basically, you know, the company, they started getting a lot of interest from HR people, and the product naturally pivoted to that. And now it's not just drinks. It's, you know, we have 50,000 merchant locations. We have gift cards. And what's cool about these gift cards is they work at 50,000 merchant locations. And so people get whatever they want, not just drinks.
I was going to say, most HR departments wouldn't be so keen on sending alcohol around the workplace.
No, that's not very inclusive, you know.
There's a risk reward factor in there. I'm not sure.
Definitely.
And I assume there are competitors in your space. What makes you guys stand up from the competition?
Yeah, so one thing is that we stand, there's a few areas, right? And one of them is that we're not a, and I'm going to get a little product specific here, but we're not a points program. So the long and short of it is a lot of the companies that are in this space, and don't get me wrong, like there's points programs that can work for certain types of organizations. You know, a lot of organizations, it's a points program, and, you know, you might get 20,000 points and 10,000, 5 points, you know, it's a little bit confusing what the value is. And there, you know, you might get 20,000 points and it's for a blend, and you got to redeem that for a blender. So what is the blender order?
Back to drinking. Yeah.
20,000 points sounds like a lot of points, but, you know, so what we do is we actually send gift cards that have no markups. So like if I send you $100, you get $100, and you can spend that $100 anywhere you want. Like I said, 50,000 merchant locations. So you could do $10 at Starbucks, Best Buy. You could split it up, Best Buy, Starbucks, Walmart, whatever you want, right? And so one of the things is like our rewards are different. And then the other thing is that we have some unique elements, like with a lot of, again, I'm getting a little bit product specific, but like a lot of recognition programs, you have to load everyone into the system. And you can imagine if you're like a 10,000 person company, you're paying a subscription fee for these 10,000 people. But what we do is, because recipients are free and you don't have to load people into our system, you could send gifts to any email address. You can, then you can actually just give managers a few budgets and then send gifts. You can scale your program. You could start with a single account. You could just send managers gifts, and then you're only paying subscription fees for the people who can send gifts. And this is going back to the front line. You know, with a retail company, you can imagine how many retail employees there are, and having to pay a subscription fee for your tens of thousands of retail employees versus just a few managers. Yeah, it makes a big difference for the organizations we work with.
Well, that begs to, or speaks to an important question. What size companies do you work best with? And is there an entry size company that fits? Yeah. Is there?
So, I mean, technically, I always like to say this, like technically you could go out, start, get a free account and send your family member a gift with no fees. So you put in $20, no fee for the account, and you could send your family member a gift. Totally, you know, so I say that because technically, you know, we do have small organizations who can use our platform. They're a small company, they're a sole HR person, and they're sending 5 gifts or 10 gifts and whatnot. And there's an administrative benefit there. But, you know, our platform, you know, is well suited for organizations over 200 over 200 employees. And, you know, we have enterprise companies that use us and, you know, mid-market. But again, like I said, you know, we also do serve growing organizations. But yeah, there's definitely some benefits with integrations and with, you know, having multiple managers to really scale your program. So I would say organizations larger than 200 is, you know, where you see a lot of benefit, but you could literally start with a free account and send gifts today if you're a two-person company.
So I can gamify my daughter's chores. Is that what you're
saying? You can.
Hey, tell me about the last couple of years in COVID. You know, there have been challenges and opportunities. How have you guys been able to weather the storm and grow your business through COVID?
So I have to be very sensitive how I say this, because, you know, COVID definitely wasn't a good thing for the vast majority of people. However, You know, it did actually help us a little bit, and it helped us because we were able to help our customers still recognize and reward their employees in a world where they couldn't do the lunches and when they couldn't do the big holiday party at the end of the year, right? So there was an element there where we were able to help them still have their people feel appreciated. Our product is digital delivery, so they didn't have to mail out 10,000, you know, mugs or whatever to a bunch of people. And who wants mugs anyways? But yeah, so it actually, to be frank, it actually did help us a lot. And so, you know, it's just the nature of the, you know, as the world moved towards more digital services. So actually it did help us, but I like to look at it from the perspective of, you know, it helped, you know, we were able to help our customers and that's why it helped us.
I could see you being a huge resource as companies that never had remote working before to maintain a level of incentive for, you know, productivity. Not everybody thrives in their living room in front of their laptop the same way they do when your boss is looking through that piece of glass at you all day long, right? I mean, some people work better when they're lone wolves, but to have incentives and rewards for those people who are in their pajamas in front of Zoom, I would see as a huge resource in the pandemic.
You're absolutely right. Now, I would just add, you're absolutely right that, you know, there definitely is a level of, you know, no one's looking over your shoulder. But on the flip side, there's also, you know, you don't get that at the water cooler where your boss is like, hey, great job on the thing you did. Like, there's just not that interaction, yep. Right? You don't get any positive affirmation either. So it's like, you don't get the negative, but you also don't get the positive. Sure. And I think, you know, people talk about quiet quitting. You're just in a dull state. You're just like floating through your days, right? And then like there's no feedback. You're just motoring along. And then that's just, you know, that's not great, right? You don't feel like you belong and so many other issues. So, you know, it's just nice to be able to get a formal thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate great. You. That's great. Change gears. Tell me a little bit about what role content marketing has played in the growth of Gusto.
Yeah, so content marketing is something we're doubling and tripling down on. So I just brought in he's a really excited, you know, dynamic individual. Kyle is his name. He just joined the content team 3 weeks ago. No, sorry. He'll what time flies. 5 weeks ago, I think it's now. Yeah, 5-6 weeks ago. Yeah, time flies for sure. But yeah, and he's our content video producer. So, you know, we're, you know, and with him, we're making a lot of big bets on video. You know, we're doing long form, various long form video formats. Short form video is hot, right? And there's a lot of content video syndication when it, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there with taking the video content we're making and then also repurposing it into shorter clips. So that's on the video side, big investments there. And then, you know, we've made a ton of investment in last year in blogging, in moving to a new CMS to get our content performing better, to get rid of the technical debt. So we continue to blog. We continue to, it's marketing 101, right? We write the guides, right? The lead magnets. So content marketing and this year we're looking to take the video component and all the written assets we have and really figure out how we get the most out of those and syndicate those things together and just produce more content and, you know, get people basically the information, you know, help people get the information they need in the places they are.
That makes sense. And in terms of editing long form video into various shorts, every outlet has a slightly different tone about it. You're not posting the same video on LinkedIn that you are on TikTok. Absolutely. It's a different audience. It's a different edge. Absolutely. To it. So, and my perspective about COVID is that I think social media use skyrocketed. So for people like you, you have an even more captive audience than ever, and you know where they are and where they're going to consume your media. And you got to go fishing where the fish are, as they say.
100%.
Excellent. Well, hey, what is something you'd like to be celebrating personally or professionally and professionally 1 year from now?
1 year from now, personally or professionally? Well, that's a good question. I think... First one, I'm a little bit, so many ideas come to mind. That's right, right? I think I'll do professionally. right? I'll do professionally just to keep it.
I'm going
to
make you do both. So, you know, take your time.
Okay. So I'll start with personally. My son is turning 4 this year. And,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And so he'll be starting school at the end of the year. And I think that's like a really, you know, while it's not really much to do with me directly, but, you know, I think I want to celebrate that with my wife, right? It's, you know, it's the first time, not to get sentimental, where he's going into the real world. And so I think that, you know, it's been, as any parent can know, it's been a really, really, really challenging time. He's a COVID baby. And so, you know, he had to grow up through that. So yeah, I just think it's, you know, it's a special moment for me and my family. And so that's a personal thing I'm really looking forward to at the end of the year to celebrate.
That's beautiful. And in terms of being a COVID baby, he's got the luxury of not having experienced school and then having that taken away. Like he gets to start. No, seriously, he gets
true,
to start.
You're right.
A linear socialization process, which this current generation has had gaps in, which
that's
is not great. So, and professionally, what would you like to be celebrating?
Yeah, I think, well, it's going to be just riffing off of what we just said. I mean, we're making huge bets on organic video, and I'd love to see organic video take off. Like we're doing a lot of, you know, like creative, fun ideas with, you know, with TikTok, and like, to your point about each platform being different. And so honestly, I'm really looking forward to being able to get our content strategy off the ground. And like a lot of companies, I'd love to just, you know, opening the kimono a little bit, I'd love to shift our reliance on pay. Our balance is not bad. It's not like 90-10 or anything, like I'm paid to organic, right? But maybe it's like, you know, 70-30 right now. So I'd love to shift that balance to organic in the favor.
Absolutely. A lot of times you find out in the long run that paid traffic is sort of raw clicks, not necessarily meaningful traffic. And
and it only goes up in cost.
It only goes up in cost, and you know, focused content can really get the job done financially more efficiently, as far in my opinion, than paid ad search.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No offense, Mr. Google, if you're listening.
Of course, you'd say that, Andrew.
I've just been blacklisted from the internet for the next 30 days. Yes.
Can I ask you a question, Andrew?
Of course.
What are your thoughts on ChatGPT in the writing world?
Look, it's a tool, right? So it depends on how you use it. I got, you know, God bless anybody that wants to leverage the technology quickly. I think that you still need human input no matter what. My experience in dipping my toes in it have been very unsuccessful in terms of, in terms of the accuracy, the output. You know, I say, write me 500 words about this person, and it's all over the map and incorrect. And I think that moving forward, Google is savvy, right? There's digital watermarks everywhere. And I don't necessarily think they're going to favor purely artificially created content in SEO. That said, it's an incredible tool, right? But it's just a tool. It's not the be all end all. So if you have a writing staff, you can create outlines or headlines. But to just hit send on artificially created content to the net these days, I think is a dangerous game. There are people already doing it. Best of luck to you. I still think that in this day and age, when we have to meet this way in 2D and we're not rubbing palms and getting a true sense of a person in the room, your website has to be a living and breathing entity, and there has to be human connectivity. People got to find a reason to do business with you. They have to trust you and know you. And I don't necessarily think that AI is capturing that fiber of energy that is going to get that job done. That said, it's an incredible tool, and it just has to be used wisely. That's my 2 cents.
Well said.
Well, thank you. Somehow the podcast tables have been turned here today on Business Ninjas. Kevin Fernando, please tell us what Gusto's URL is, where we can find you, and what social media outlets you're using these days.
Yeah, so it's GUUSTO.com, and you can find us at Gusto Gifts, YouTube, TikTok, newly launched, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, basically find us everywhere.
Gusto is rippling the pool in every direction, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Fernando, it's very nice to get to know you for a minute. Thanks for spending some time with us here on Business Ninjas. I wish you and your family and your company all the best in the future.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Andrew. This has been fun and great discussion.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.